What is the best way to improve neighborhood safety? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mark Zimmerman, professor of public health at the University of Michigan, looks into the busy streets theory.
Theories of neighborhood safety emphasize the role of vacant and abandoned property, social disorder, and neighborhood disadvantage in determining neighborhood safety. My colleagues and I are testing the busy streets theory, which flips the script and explores what it takes to cultivate a safe neighborhood where communities can thrive and positive social interaction describes the neighborhood, where youth can grow up in a safe and healthy context where they observe positive behaviors such as neighborliness, experience trust among their neighbors, and develop a sense of community where neighbors work together to achieve common goals. We have tested the idea that improving physical features of neighborhoods, such as fixing abandoned housing, cutting long grass, picking up trash, and planting a garden, can help reduce crime, increase positive social interaction, and have an infectious influence on property maintenance more generally. This way, residents build the social capital, cohesion, and collective efficacy necessary to empower themselves to create positive physical and social change, and build neighborhoods where neighbors know and help one another, monitor activities in their neighborhood, and create safer, busy streets. We found support for busy streets theory using both qualitative assessment of residents engaged in these activities and in quantitative studies where we compare street segments that include community-engaged neighborhood improvement and those with no community improvement of any kind. We are currently studying if community engagement is a vital component for creating a busy street by comparing three conditions: community-engaged change, neighborhood improvement without community engagement, and no improvement activity at all. Community-engaged environmental change approaches are a compelling strategy that provides a model for intervention that is replicable and responsive to political, social, and resource contexts of local communities.
That was Mark Zimmerman of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.